Hey, my transfer cats. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer. I am your host, Scott Cooper, also known as Transfer Man. And you can find me at transferman.org and on Instagram at transfermancc. Today's episode is all about creating a balanced application portfolio. I know that in, you know, the news, everybody's talking about balanced diets, balance. I mean, if you think back, even Aristotle, if you haven't read the Nicomachean Ethics, great book, talking about balance. And today we're talking about balancing your application portfolios. Yes, we are also bringing Goldilocks along for the ride. Just like Goldilocks with her porridge, you need to find schools that are too hot, too cold, just right. Except in our case, it's going to be kind of those reach schools, those middle of the road schools, and those perfect fit schools. All right, so why does balance matter? Here's the deal. When you're applying to transfer, you've got 4 free Cal State applications if you qualify, right? Remember, the free applications for the waivers are going to come in the very beginning of the UC application and pretty much at the very end of the Cal State application. So once you fill out the personal demographics in the beginning of the CSU application, when you go to submit, it'll tell you if you get 4 free applications or not. So if you do, you could get them in both systems. That's 8 free shots at your future, right? So should you use all 8? Yes, if they make sense, right? I don't think I would take take up a spot in a place that I have absolutely no intention of going to. But if it makes sense, if it fits your major, if it's doable, if it's affordable, all that kind of stuff, heck yeah, use them all. That's 8 schools. All right. So your portfolio should include schools where you have a strong chance of being accepted, schools that are a stretch, right? That you've always dreamed about perhaps. And at least one school that feels like a home base. Commonly, the school for the Cal States, that would be the school in your local service area that has the best shot, particularly if you're getting an ADT, an associate's degree for transfer. For example, my home college here is Cal State San Bernardino. So if I'm a student in Region 9 and I have an ADT degree, I have a really good shot at that Cal State. It's not guaranteed in that major, but I can get into that Cal State, okay? And an ADT degree guarantees you a spot at least one Cal State. So that should be home base for you. For the UC system, oh, there are some hidden gems you might not even know about. So let's talk about the hidden gems of the UC. All right. I recently visited a couple schools that I had never seen before. I recently visited UC Merced, and let me tell you, I was blown away. They are incredibly supportive of first-generation students. Their financial aid packages are just dynamite. So if you're into engineering, they have some incredible partnerships near the Bay Area as well. And of course, like all UC's, research opportunities are front and center. So another gem that I recently visited was UC Santa Cruz. It is absolutely gorgeous right there. The redwoods meeting the sea. You've got wild turkeys walking around. It is really, really neat. A very unique vibe. I mean, they are the banana slugs. Come on. And then there's the local UC Riverside, which is next to me. And did you know that the Cutie Orange was actually developed there? It's a fun fact. They're also a pirate's favorite UC. UCR. But jokes aside, They've got an amazing medical school as well, which is focused on expanding healthcare access to underserved communities. So those three UCs typically are open for winter or spring application as well. So those are really good shots in the UC system if they have your major. I definitely would include them as part of your application portfolio. All right, why campus visits matter. So here is really my best advice about this. Visit schools when you can. Oh my goodness. When you walk onto a campus, you can feel the vibe immediately. I've seen students absolutely convinced they'd love a school only to go visit and realize, nope, that's not for me. And I've seen the opposite. Students visit a campus they barely considered and they fall in love with it instantly. So your list should be tiered. Here's how to organize this whole thing. Your list should be tiered. Think of Goldilocks's porridge, right? She tried the porridge and one was too hot, one was too cold, and one was just right. So think about the hot porridge. This would be your reach schools, schools you've always dreamed of. You'd really regret not applying to this school, even if it's just to see if you could get in. There are schools that are just right, those like target schools where your GPA, your major make you very competitive, right? And then the cold porridge would be your, you know, non-impacted schools. And I really don't like to use that analogy because you know what? Every single school is going to lead to a bachelor's degree. And if you can go to your local Cal State or local school and save a ton of money and get in and have a good time and be close to home, you know, that might be the best fit for you. So I don't think there's any really cold schools in California, okay? I really believe that again, the older I get, the more I realize that, you know, in every single job interview that I've had, no one has ever asked me where I got my bachelor's or master's. They just look to see if I had it. I know, isn't that funny? So it's more about you and what fits you and what works for you, you know, financially, emotionally, all of that. It's more about you and finding a perfect fit than it is about finding a name. I really want to hammer that home because that has been the truth. Ask a friend, ask a counselor. They'll tell you the same thing. All right. To keep track of it all, I want you to get some kind of a status board. This would be great in a Google Sheet, an Excel, or even good old paper and pen. And have the school name, kind of your ranking of the school, the application deadlines, and your progress, what you need to do for each step. And here's a pro tip. Research by major, not just by school. So I don't want you to see, you know, perhaps if you looked at UCLA or Berkeley and you looked at their transfer rates, you might think, oh, those are hard for me to get in as an institution. But when you narrow it down into your major, if you're a, I don't know, if you're a linguistics, Eastern European linguistics major, you know, that major may have a very high admit rate. So go by major. This data is easy to find, and I'll link the resources in the show notes below, but you can find this through the UCOP and the Cal State analytics pages. You can really narrow in and look into the actual transfer rates by major. All right, private schools and out-of-state options. So I really want you to include a private school. I think it's super wise for you to do so. Here in California, the AICCU schools can actually be just as affordable or even cheaper than state schools. And the benefits of the private school, we haven't talked about this before, but you always get your classes. You know, in private schools, they're going to move schedule. They create schedules. They want you graduated and in and out. The classes are smaller. They're more personal. You know your professors. Some of them have amazing alumni networks like USC. Fight on! Think schools, USC, Stanford, University of San Diego, Pepperdine, Cal Lutheran, I mean, the University of Redlands, all of it goes on, Cal Baptist, I mean, on and on and on. there's a ton of wonderful private schools throughout California. And don't forget the WUI schools. Out-of-state school options can be fantastic, especially if your major is impacted. Here in California, majors like nursing, architecture, computer science, those are super impacted, but they might not be in other states. Sometimes other states simply have better opportunities. So if you want to study finance, why not near New York Stock Exchange, right? Can you imagine going to school and being able to go to the stock exchange as part of like your day? If you're interested in politics, look into Washington, D.C., right? There's some great schools out there. Fun fact for those UC kids, you know what? UC has a place called the UCDC. It's so cool. It's the UC's Washington Center, and they also have one in Sacramento. So you can even study. I don't know if you knew this, but if you get into one UC, you can study at another one for a term. Did you know that? Very cool. All right, beyond academics, when researching schools, don't just focus on classes, right? That's your major is really your most important, but I want you to also look at what kind of internships are they offering on campus. You know, do a little homework on their websites. Study abroad programs if those are important to you. I did study abroad. It was the best experience of my life. Clubs and organizations, work study opportunities, major related societies. These are all things that you're going to want to do a little bit of research on. And these make college fun and they really set you up for professional success. So I studied in Indiana in the Midwest outside of California, and I got to experience the seasons. I really loved the people in the Midwest. It was a very good experience. Small class sizes. Sometimes my classes would meet at the professor's house, right? I had an English poetry class that met at the professor's house, and we discussed poetry. You don't get that in any other type of place. Small schools, you know, liberal arts schools. And again, they can be super affordable. And because a lot of them are trying to diversify their population, as an applicant from California, you may have an even better chance of getting in. I also spent a year in Ireland, which was one of the, again, best experiences of my life. I got to know a new language, a new culture. And no, it's not just, you know, talking English with an Irish accent, you know. Irish Gaelic, I took 2 semesters of it, and it sounds like this. Is me sa Scots got the Coopers in Ireland? Is a carcaig me conas a tortu? Tashe go braniv, you know, I'm just telling you about where I'm from. And if you want to know what I said, you need to go to Ireland and you need to study abroad. All right. These opportunities matter. So check them out as part of your college research. All right. Final advice. At the end of the day, remember that nobody has ever asked me where I got my bachelor's or my master's. So what matters is that you earn the degree. You don't go broke doing it. You set yourself up for grad school or a great job afterwards. And don't limit yourself. If you have those application fee waivers and you've always dreamed of a school, go for it. All right. Here's your practical advice, folks. I got 7 things for you coming at you. Are you ready? Yes, you are ready. Okie doke. I was worried there. I thought you maybe you were sitting in your car and, you know, that's what I'm hearing on my end. But here we go. I got 7 things for you here. Number 1, create your application status board, right? That's the thing that has your deadlines, rankings, progress. You can also refer to the handout for this episode in your PDF handouts, which I emailed to you if you signed up at transferman.org. Number 2, research admissions data by major. Use the CSU and UC Analytics pages. Number 3, schedule at least 1 campus visit. Go visit. Virtual's okay. In person is the best. Number 4, identify at least 1 private school that you want to add to your list. Most of them do fee waivers if you request them. Okay? If it's not automatically built in, if you reach out to a private school and say, I really want to apply to your school, would you have a fee waiver? I almost guarantee you they're going to say yes, or they're asking for more information and they'll get you one. So don't not apply because of a fee waiver. Number five, look into WUI schools or other out-of-state options, particularly if you're in an impacted major. Number six, talk to your transfer counselor. Get feedback on your list. If they have seen students like you being competitive, they will tell you that, or how you can become more competitive. Number seven, explore your campus resources. So at the schools that you really like, look into all the different things that are offered there and put those in the plus sign, right, of what you're looking for. It's kind of like house hunters, right? And we'll talk about this when we get into the second part of this, or the last part of this, rather, where we're talking about where to go. It's like house hunters. You're going to have your wish list of all those things that you want, and we're going to check the boxes when you decide where you're going to go. All right, with over 5,000 colleges and universities in the United States, there's no reason to limit yourself. Expand your mind, explore your options, build a portfolio that is balanced, just like Goldilocks would want. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, I am Scott Cooper, your Transfer Man, reminding you to dream big, plan small, and take the next step. It's your future. Go get it.